Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, in VFN Radio, we've been talking about technology and the advancement of technology and how much, my goodness, in the last 5 years alone, we've seen incredible things. I was just talking to someone, Pat and Chris, about Skyping. I remember when Skype came out, it was just like nobody was really interested in it. It kind of worked a little bit, video, but, you know, it's cool. And then they made an app for it. You know, cell phones became more out there and you could do more things. And they made an app for it. And okay, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But then you could only use the app. And it was still hazy. Like, you couldn't see clear. And it was, you know, choppy.
Yeah.
You know, it
didn't stream very well.
Yeah, it wasn't, didn't stream well. But you still could do it. And then they made up, you could only use it on Wi-Fi. You had to have a Wi-Fi connection. You know, you only had the Wi-Fi connection.
Yeah.
And now the technology is that you can use your regular internet 3G, 4G connection on your phone, and you can Skype anybody, anywhere. Somebody could be in downtown Manhattan, and someone could be, you know, on the beach of California, and they could literally be communicating coast to coast and showing the difference. It's just that alone in itself is huge. I mean, remember as a kid, the big thing was like in the year 2000. I remember going to Disney World. I remember going to the Disney World at Epcot Center and the future car in the year 2000. What's it going to look like?
Yeah, right.
And we remember we're going to be able to talk on a phone and we have a video and you're going to be able to pick up the house phone off your wall. No concept of like cell phones doing this, but you're going to pick up the house phone. That's what you think of. And you're going to look at someone and stand there.
Yeah.
And
they have
now
that.
Now we have technology. Just use your cell phone. Well, we've talked about so much on intelligence and artificial intelligence. We even talked about Ray Kurzweil, who is this thinker and innovator that has, my goodness, just created so much technology. In fact, he wrote a book called the Creating a Mind. They figured out how the mind works. And so they're trying to make this artificial intelligence. He actually works with Google now. And did you know that Google just released their Google Glass, and we talked about this on VFN Radio, that allows you to put on these glasses that you're able to you know, see different things, look at someone and research their picture or look at something in the street and say, what is that? Or convert. Well, right now, since it's still in this beta thing, it's cost $1,500 just for the glasses, just for you to be a part of this beta experiment. And Google just announced that if you give your glasses to anybody else besides yourself, you're just going to have very expensive eyewear on your glasses, on your head, because they will deactivate you.
Really?
Yes. I mean, it's like we're giving ourselves up so much to technology.
That's crazy.
Well, you know what I'm saying? They know exactly. They're going to know. What Google's telling you is they're going to know.
That it's not you.
It is not you because you've given it to somebody else. It's that much tracking. They also, in March, they have this technology, huge, I don't want to say fair, but at the symposium.
Convention.
I guess, convention in Austin. They just had it in March. And Google released that they have sneakers. Sneakers that communicate with your phone. So,
what?
I mean, it's not bad enough that this phone knows exactly where I'm sitting at.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But now if I have the shoes, it's going to know my every step. And you're thinking about, oh my goodness, where is this technology taking us? Where's this technology taking us? Well, we have, I don't know if you guys heard about this. There's this new technology called Oculus Rift. Oculus Rift. Now, Oculus Rift are these, it's a headset, a goggle, if you will, that these guys invented to basically make more virtual reality in the gaming. You know, and these games that these kids are playing now on the computer, I say kids, I mean, grown adults, men, everyone playing these games.
Yeah, right.
Shooting games and just all type of, I forget, they have a word for them. I don't know, that the reality type games where you're going through different things. You're in the game.
Virtual reality.
Yeah, virtual reality. Well, these goggles, they're like amazing. Like so, there's this promotional video which we'll probably make available for you that has all of these major CEOs of companies saying, we want to use this technology. We want to integrate this because it's so real. I mean, you're putting these goggles and you're literally there. Well, we have a video that we're going to play for you of a 90-year-old grandmother. I guess one of the guys got their hands on these Googles, these goggles.
All right.
and Google's not related with this company, by the way. Separate
okay.
thing. Totally, completely separate. But they put it on the grandmother, and you hear them talking, look, Grandma, what do you see? What do you see now? And she's like, oh, my goodness. Oh, am I going to fall? Right, and right. And she's like, oh, you know, am I in Tuscany?
Mm-hmm.
It appears like we're having some difficulty getting this video to play. I'm just going to talk to you about it a little bit. But she's saying, and hopefully we'll revisit this and so you can actually see it. But she's saying, oh, and he says, Grandma, do you feel the wind? She goes, oh, is that me? What is that? You're like, I mean, you see her. She's like, oh, this is amazing. Oh. And they're just laughing. And she's, bless her heart, she's the cutest thing.
Yeah.
And he says, Grandma, turn your head to the right. What do you see? And she's like, oh, is that going to hit me? She's bending her head down. And she's like, oh, that is beautiful. That is beautiful. I'm in Tuscany. I'm like, oh. And she's like, it just feels so real. She's like, can I get in the water? And she's playing. She's like, can I jump in the water? And you look
Are you
at
serious?
This yes, and it's just like mine was just so real. And you look at this technology, you know, let me tell you something. This thing can just take us down. I mean, there's so many wonderful things that can be done with technology.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same token, I mean, there's so many people that are going to be deceived. You know, there's even this whole virtual game or lifestyle called, I think it's called... Second Life. I don't know if you heard of that. Second Life, where people create these sim characters. You create a character of yourself, and you make this is like make pretend world.
Mm-hmm.
It's a make pretend world, and people create businesses in this virtual world. They create who they are. If they're shorter, they make themselves taller. If they're larger, they make themselves skinnier. They do all these different things, and it's just like, oh my goodness, what's happening? What's happening? What are we doing? We live in this voyeuristic world. We need reality. I think we have this video working. I just want you to listen to her experience. Are you listening to VFN Radio? Listen up.
Mouth and shot.
So is it too big for your head?
I'm holding it tight.
What do you?
She's good. She's good. Did you get the picture of her doing that?
I'm taking a video. This is going on YouTube.
Oh man.
Siti, what do you think?
It's so real, and it's a picture in here, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, Lordy.
That's pretty cool, right?
It sure is. And you know what? Is it my eyes, or are the leaves blowing in
They're
the
blowing.
Wind?
You're right. You see it.
Is it my eyes, or are the leaves blowing?
Yeah.
How cool is that?
Do you want to see the ocean?
Yeah.
All right, I'll walk you over to the ocean. You want to look over to your left, I believe? Yeah, that way.
So she's looking to the left with these goggles.
Mm-hmm.
And they're showing her the ocean.
Yeah.
And look a little bit towards your right. Yeah, keep going to your right.
I see something coming.
Yeah, you're going to want to turn
Put her up close here. To something so she can look
yeah,
like
should
it.
Should I put my bathing suit on?
Yeah.
Hey,
put my bathing suit on.
Oh, don't tell me all the water.
You can look over the water if you want, all the way to the right.
Oh, man.
See the island out there?
Now, originally, were these taken in Tuscany?
No, that's all 3D.
Oh.
Somebody made that all on the computer.
Oh, that's right, it's in 3D,
oh,
too.
My.
It's all made on the computer.
Oh, my.
Does it look like legit 3D?
Oh, it looks like the sun is coming up.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Judy.
Wow.
Hi.
Amazing.
She's having this experience.
She's having a ball, man.
She's having a ball. She's sitting in this chair. They're like, scoot her up. Let her put her elbows down. But she's like, huh? And you hear her say, is it my eyes or are the leaves really blowing?
Yeah, are the leaves
really blowing? And it's just so beautiful to see, you know, it could be any of our grandmothers, you know, experiencing that.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, now, were these real pictures taken from Tuscany? And the grandson says, no, Grandma. Those are actual 3D, those created in a with computers.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not even using real pictures. And, you know, although the technology is amazing and you can do so many things,
mm-hmm.
you know, the concern here is that more and more people are checking out of reality because they don't want to deal with real issues and are this escapism,
mm-hmm.
you know, to live in a virtual make-pretend world. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah.
sometimes you got to talk to people in reality. It's like, you know, you really don't own this car. This house is not really yours. You know what I'm saying? It's like, let's live in reality. Let's live in reality. Somebody was sharing about there's three type of perceptions about, you know, focuses on how people think. Like, there's a projected image, what people want to project on others of who they are. There's a perceived image, different images, right? There's mm-hmm. a perceived image, how other people perceive us. And then there's who we actually are, how God sees us and who we are. And so many people want to live outside of who they really are because they don't like who they don't like their situation. And instead of getting right with God and dealing with their situation, and this is reality, this is how God sees me, this is how I am, this is what's going on in my life, let me just get right, let me just repent.
Mm-hmm.
It's all this, you know, Facebook world type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? He's like,
right.
Man, you are blinging it there. He's like, no, let's just get it right. Let's not try to settle for a voyeuristic experience and an escapism. Because let me tell you, this is, you know, many will be deceived. Many, many will be deceived in these last days. And this could be a whole used so much by, you know, the Antichrist could be so used of the enemy to deceive so many people to be taken down and to accept all kinds of, you know, mark of the beast could be anything. And it's like, you know what? Let's not try to escape reality. No matter what you're facing today, it is what it is. God can forgive you. And God can take your situation and turn it around 100%. Real life with God is always better in a fake world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.